Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right. Let us get now to our friend Chris Keating.
No, that's important.
Hartford Courant, Capital Bureau Chief. Mr. Keating, good morning. How are you?
How are you? How's things?
Your offices are going to stay in Hartford, right? You're not moving to Springfield.
No.
I'm glad.
Yeah, we're happy about that.
I do a lot of work out of the Capitol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, right. Yes, on that.
And as we said earlier when we discussed the story, people in Glasshouser shouldn't throw stones. We have no right to say anything about anybody working out of Farmington and calling ourselves Hartford's radio station. So
that happened a long time ago. I remember Mayor Mike.
How long has it been?
98.
What are you going to say? WTIC Farmington?
Right. Remember that? It was either 98 or 90. It was either the summer of 98 or the summer. I think it was summer of 98.
I think you're right, Jim.
That long ago.
Yeah, 22 years already. All right. Anyways, you had a fascinating story, which was really the first thing I clicked on when I came back from my little vacay and it had a personal news and sports blackout, which was quite.
Yeah, you liked it.
There you go. Sometimes you got to do that.
But you know I'm fascinated by politics like Ray is. 20 races in our state that could define this upcoming legislative season. First off, do you know how many people off the tippy top of your bright little head are not running for re-election?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have it immediately. In the Senate, it's only one person, Len Fasano. Fasano, only one out of 36.
Wow.
Which is, that's a little unusual. As far as the leadership goes, excuse me, the House Speaker is not running, Joe Arasimowitz. Themis is not running. So the three out of the top four leaders would not be running. And those would be the Senate Republican leader, Len Fasano, the House Republican leader, Themis Claridis, and the House Speaker.
Wow.
So you're going to have a big leadership change. But like I said, in the Senate, only one person, Fasano.
Yeah, the story I'm getting is Matt Ritter is kind of up for the leadership position, speaker
yes.
position.
Yeah, it's assumed that Ritter will be the next speaker, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
When you looked at the races, I like the way you divided them. Democrats in jeopardy, Republicans in jeopardy,
okay.
And races that were totally up for grabs with not necessarily an incumbent. When you looked at one of the races that interested me was with the Senator Casser from Greenwich, who made a lot of noise in her first year, in her first term in the Senate. But you think that because she's a Democrat in Greenwich, that could put her at risk?
Yeah. Well, Scott Franz had that seat, and Nickerson, and Mike Morano, for some of your older listeners, and Benny Benvenuto, and a lot of people held that seat going back to 1930. So, you still have to keep that in mind. I mean, Fairfield County is trending Democratic. There's no question about that.
Right.
There was a lot of votes for Hillary Clinton in Fairfield County in 2016. It's trending Democratic. However, Greenwich, that's not just Greenwich. That's New Canaan and northern Stamford. So basically the most conservative areas or Republican areas. So, that seat is up for grabs.
Wow. Some other ones that you see that let's just go right now down the Democratic seats that may be in jeopardy. Where would they be, Chris?
Well, a lot of them, they're all over the place. I mean, some of these races were close. Some of the ones that I tried to look at were races that were super close last time. The Republicans are trying to beat Kathy Austin, who is from Sprague.
Right.
And one of the reasons they think they have a chance was she lost for first selectman in 2019. So in her most recent race, in other words, she was both first selectman and senator.
Right.
She lost in 2019. 2019. So the Republicans were a little bit emboldened there, and they think they can knock her out. Granted, the Senate district, as you know, that we're talking like 10 towns, not just one.
Right.
But on both sides, there's a famous seat, well, somewhat famous, in Cheshire that goes back and forth all the time in Cheshire. Al Adinolfi had it, and then Elizabeth Esty had it, and Liz Lenihan has it now, and the Republicans think they can get that back. It's a kind of a classic swing district.
What would this do, Chris? Just let's go to the House for a minute. The balance there, it's really lopsided. I mean, probably the high point was when Larry Conferro was leader of the Republicans. It was close there. But, I mean, it's gotten more distant. I mean, the Democrats have an incredible advantage. So how many seats could the Republicans hope to pick up, really?
It could be a small number. A lot of these cancel out. In other words, the Speaker of the House's seat, even though he was the Speaker, he won by like 25 or 30 votes. It was incredibly tiny.
Was crazy.
And the Republicans made them think that that district is trending Republican, and that the only reason that A to Z won was because of his sky-high name recognition and that he had been there forever. As an example, but back to the House. Yeah, the House right now is about 91 to 60. There's 151 members. In 2016, it was 79-72.
Right.
That's pretty close, 79-72. That's incredibly close. At the bottom, like in the Obama years, it was 114 Dems, 114 to 37.
Ooh.
So just think of that. You got 114. If you're in the 37, at one point they only had 44. They called themselves the Fighting 44.
I remember that.
But then it went down to 37 people. You can't do much when you only have that few people.
Talking to Chris Keating from The Current on his story on the 20 races that could determine if the Democrats expand or keep control of the House. I would think this, what is it, Senate was 23-13 or 21-15?
The Senate in 2016, if you remember back then, was 18-18
yes,
tie.
Right.
Remember that 18-18 tie in 2016? Then it went to like 22-14. There's a good race there. We should mention George Logan. He is a Republican state senator from Ansonia.
Okay.
He won by only 85 votes. And the Republicans had tried to knock out Joe Crisco for 24 years.
Yeah.
And every 2 years they would call me and say, we're going to get Crisco this year. We're going to beat Crisco. We're going to beat Crisco. And Crisco would always win. And then eventually Logan finally did get the seat in 2016.
Yeah.
So that's a tight race. That's a rematch. That is a rematch. And like I said, 85 votes in a relatively large, gigantic state Senate seat is a small number, as you know.
Do you see any way that the Republicans can gain the majority in either the House or the Senate, or is that asking a little too much?
It would be very, very hard. It would be very, very hard. I mean, you can't rule out anything. If you talk to Ned Lamont, which I did, he thinks the anti-Trump wave is still there. So, in other words, if you look at those numbers from 2016, there was an anti-Trump wave in 2018, and he thinks a double anti-Trump wave in 2020. So who knows what that could be? In other words, like I said, 18-18 in the Senate in 2016, you got two anti-Trump cycles helping the Democrats. So it would be hard for the Republicans to get back.
Hey, Chris, this has nothing to do with like the state per se, but the second district, okay, congressional district for the U.S. Senate, I mean the Congress, the fact is that has always been close. I remember some of these races with Eddie Munster and Gadenson? They'd sit there and it was like 30 votes, you know?
Yes, incredibly close. Rob Simmons, a landslide Joe Courtney, I think in 06, yeah. Courtney beat him by less than 100 votes or something like that. I can't remember the total number. But, yes, the Eddie Munster thing was back and forth and back and forth. It even went to court, with Sam Gadenson. Courtney, though, has solidified that.
Oh, he does, absolutely.
Yeah, he's solidified that with the two submarines a year, two sub-Joe, and it has become a stronger and stronger Democratic district, as Courtney has been there for 14 years or something like that now.
Oh my!
And it's the last day for people to register. Oh, so if you don't register, don't complain when your candidate doesn't get in.
There you go. You
can't
complain.
Tuesday of November. Right. Chris, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Chris.
Always appreciate it. Stay safe. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you right after the election to kind of do a post-game show.
Absolutely. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Keating, current Capital Bureau Chief. And again, last day to register, so
please do.
Make sure you register today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.